This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Around the world, there have been more than 207,000 COVID-19-related deaths, with more than 3 million infections. The country with the most deaths is the United States, which has recorded more than 55,000 out of nearly 1 million infections. Countries from Italy to New Zealand have announced the easing of coronavirus lockdowns as rates of infections fall and fears of economic ruin rise. Prolonged recessions are forecast for many countries due to the world's worst pandemic in a century. But with no antidote yet for the coronavirus, leaders are also acutely aware that a second wave of infections could sweep over their countries just as life gets back to some kind of normal. Italy prepares to emerge from the West's first and most extensive lockdown, allowing factories and building sites to reopen starting May 4th. Italy, which has the world's second highest rate of coronavirus deaths, was the first Western nation to be slammed by the outbreak. It also will permit limited family visits. Italy is looking ahead to a second phase of the crisis in which it will attempt to restart the economy without triggering a new wave of infections. About 400,000 New Zealanders will return to work after the country downgraded its alert level one notch at midnight Monday. Its 5 million residents will be able to go fishing, surfing, hunting, and hiking this week for the first time in more than a month. They've been on lockdown since March 26th. Germany's economy minister urged its 16 states Monday to reopen slowly. As the number of new infections has fallen, many businesses like smaller stores or car dealerships have been allowed to reopen, and some students are returning to schools. Germany said Monday it had seen the slowest pace of infections and deaths since March 29th. From Washington, this is VOA News.